Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Look inside your tiny mind, and look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. It's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Called in at I don't know, about midway through the show, or about, I guess, early on in the show, about an hour into the show, maybe. And he came into the chat room and was talking about, I looked up his profile. And, yeah, I kicked him out. I mean, you know, look, I mean, Vince has his show. You know, Vince's show is one way. My show is another. We're not, obviously, we're very different personalities, and we have different kinds of shows. And I love Vince. I love his show. But I don't tolerate that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm someone who's really against hatred of any kind. You know, I just don't like it. And, you know, I want everybody to get along and have a fun time. You don't have to be rude to people, just to be rude to people specifically. So, anyway, as I was saying last night, we had a guy call in, and he was a pastor, and he was gay. But he said that he, hold on a second, there's another one. But he said that he said he was gay, and he was a pastor, but he didn't believe in homosexuality. So that's pretty funny. And actually, I was going to upload it so you guys could hear our conversation, but I forgot to. So I actually, he said, well, I'm gay, and I'm homosexual, but I don't believe in homosexuality. So I thought that was pretty weird. And he's a pastor, and I'm like, he's a total self-hating gay guy, if you ask me. It's pretty weird. And he said to me that basically he thought that being gay was not the best use of someone's life or whatever. And he had been gay, and that was, you know, just not the best life choice or whatever. But he said, you know, the whole purpose of getting married, you know, like he's talking about gay marriage or whatever. He said getting married is a gay guys getting married or people getting married, period, is about procreation, about, you know, having kids or whatever. And I was like, really? So if that's the case, then what about people who actually are sterile or can't have children or women who are barren or whatever? You know, so I thought that was a good point because he's basically saying anybody who can't have kids can't get married, so whatever. Anyway, it's pretty annoying. But I'm going to play a couple songs, and then we'll probably have some callers in a little bit. I actually have a caller now. I'll pick it up in a moment. Let me play this song first. I'll get to the caller. 1 second, please.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Free your mind.
people. I mean, come on. All right, I'm going to see who these people are calling. Hold on. You're on the air, 760.
Hi, how are you?
That's a very distinctive voice. I don't think she could even disguise her voice if she tried, actually. Anyway, so if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. And, you know, I was going to say what I was talking about earlier. Basically, people are – I don't know how to explain this, but I'm just kind of – I'm not the kind of person who really is happy about the whole BTR thing, you know. And Vince in the Bay was talking about it on his show yesterday, and I think everybody's talking about it in the whole 30-minute per show thing. Yeah, PD of A, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So, and I actually pay the $39.90, whatever it is, a month for this thing. I upgraded to it. And I don't know. I don't really think it's a good idea personally because you're going to lose a lot of people, a lot of shows, and they may even lose Vince in the Bay, which everybody loves Vince in the Bay. So, personally, I've been trying to figure out ways to work around it myself and find alternatives to BTR, and I really don't see any alternatives to BTR. There really aren't any that give you a kind of a whole suite of tools to use to create your own show. And, you know, I actually can do it using QuickTime Broadcaster if you have an Apple or a Mac or whatever. I personally, and you can, they can broadcast it. The problem with that is it doesn't do a chat, which I actually have a chat room of mine, so I have that chat in conjunction with my QuickTime. So I'll be able to show video as well as show, have audio as well as a chat room. So I've got all that taken care of, but I got to figure out how to get the calls to come in, the calls and music and stuff. And I found a way to do that, and actually, what's his name, the Jew, One Angry Jew, was talking about it on Vince's show earlier, Soundflower. And actually, Soundflower allows you to pipe the music in through to your show, stream to your show through Skype. So you can use Skype to stream your music and just to stream your telephone calls. My problem is people all have to have Skype, so that kind of sucks, but... Anyway, they are trying to get people to get more money, and I really think it's unfair. And as One Angry Jew was saying on the show earlier, I agree. I mean, if you're going to have a product, you have this product, you should actually have one that works if you're going to charge people for it, you know. So anyway, I'm not very happy about that either, but I'm trying to figure out a workaround for it. And I used to be a web designer years ago, so I probably could figure it out. So I'm going to try. And if I do, I'll let you guys know what I figure out, those of you who want to have your own show and stuff, and I'll tell you how I did it, and you guys can do it as well. So, but last night we had a caller who called in, as I was talking about earlier. He was a priest and actually gay and who lived a life and everything and had a wife and all that kind of stuff. And I thought he was going to say, well, yeah, now I'm gay and everything. Well, no, instead he said, oh, I'm gay, but I think being gay is wrong. So, you know, and I asked him, so do you have sex? You know, what do you do? And he's totally, you know, like, no, I don't have sex. I don't do anything. I'm gay, but I don't act on my impulses or whatever. And he was saying, he said, I don't believe in thinking for myself. I believe in just following what I'm told. Okay. people who know me personally know that's like the exact opposite of me. I'm like, he's a fucking sheep, basically. You know, people, you know, when you're like 2 years old or 5 years old or whatever, and you want to follow, but basically he's saying he follows what his priest or whatever says, right? And I'm like, come on. So whatever his priest tells him to do, or the scriptures, he said, he's a Christian, obviously, a pastor of some Christian church or something, he said. And said that he just does whatever the Bible tells him to do, whatever his other pastors or whatever say to do, his parishioners tell him to do, that's what he does. He doesn't think for himself. And, you know, when you're 5 years old, whatever, that's fine. You know, you learn to think for yourself as you get older. But I have no respect for people who just follow other people and do what they want them to do. I mean, you know, people have to actually think for themselves if you want to have if you want to stand for something. You have to stand for something. And people are these days a lot of sheep, especially the younger people. I mean, like in their 20s and early 19, 18, that range. a lot of followers. I mean, I don't see a lot of people who are younger these days who actually think for themselves. It's almost always like a group think, you know. I think it's pretty scary. Because even when I was a teenager, I'm 35, and I was like, you know, in high school in the 90s. And I thought for myself, the early 90s, I thought for myself, and I was gay. I came out when I was 14, and I was like, fuck you. If you don't like me, fuck you. And that's still the way I feel about it. I mean, if people don't like me, you know, I don't really give a shit. But I don't want to be around negativity either. I hate negativity. I hate people who are just rude to be rude, or mean, or assholes to be assholes. It fucking pisses me off. And not because it hurts my feelings, because it really doesn't hurt my feelings, but because I just hate that negativity. I'm just not a negative person. So anyway, I get sick of that shit, and I get sick of that on here and just in my everyday life, and, you know, I want to actually move on. But anyway, I'm going to play some more music. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160.
most of these are from the 80s, I guess, because that's what I grew up with the stuff, but some of it's from the 90s. Let's see. Here's another easy one.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Well, the kisses are hers and hers and his. We've
company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
And the lovable face that needs your face. We've
company too. You'll see that night is a fall.
Yeah, Three's Company. You know, I love that show. I grew up watching that show. And do you remember all the? Do you guys remember all the people on the show? Like all the women that replaced Chrissy. There was Chrissy, and then there was her cousin, right? Like there was Chrissy. What was her cousin's name? I can't remember her cousin's name. She was on there very long. She kind of sucked. She was on Dallas before that. Her name was Jenny Ray or something, or Jenny Lee or Jenny or I don't know. But it was Chrissy, and then it was, what was her name? I can't remember her name, the second one's name. Anyway, after her, Cindy. Thank you, Blue Sky. Yes, Cindy. Cindy. Cindy was second, so it was Chrissy. And then it was Cindy. And then it was Terry, right? Yeah, Priscilla Barnes was Terry. And, yeah, that's right. So I had a crush on I had a crush on, what's his name? I know that sounds weird to y'all, but I had a crush on him. What was his name? Jack Ritter or John Ritter. I had a crush on John Ritter. I mean, when I was a kid. I was, like, really little, whatever. But anyway, okay, here's another one. Let's see if you know this one. I think I kind of gave that one away. Sorry. All right. The Facts of Life. Golden Shower Girls. Seriously, PDFLA. Okay. Let's try this one. Here's one with no words. Let's see if you can guess this one. This is in the 90s. I think actually it was in the 80s too. Late 80s to early 90s. Okay.
Thank you.
Texas Patriots. Good. Yeah, totally. That was Dynasty. That was Dynasty. Yeah. So you guys are pretty good at this. Yeah, I watched a lot of TV too when I was growing up. I watched a lot of TV. I'm trying to remember the shows I watched the most. Like in the 80s especially. Well, obviously, I watched Dynasty. Oh, you know what show I watched and I was obsessed with from the time I was 11 years old until I was like 15 or whatever when it ended? And it's probably going to sound weird because I was kind of a precocious guy, but I loved, I don't know if any of you even know this show, but I loved Moonlighting. It was with Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. I was obsessed with it. I recorded every episode on tape. I knew every line of every show. It was very weird. I was weird to be like 11 years old, you know, this really mature show, but I got it. I thought it was hilarious and it was really good. Anyway, I loved Moonlighting. Did anybody else ever watch Moonlighting or was it just me? Anyway, so if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. And I'm going to actually play, let me see. Here's a new song, came out not too long ago. And it's kind of an annoying song, but it's so catchy. It's like so annoying, it's catchy. So let's see. Yeah, PD of LA. Cybill Shepherd was one of the most beautiful women in the world. And, you know, I'm gay, but if I had been straight, that's the kind of woman I would have wanted to have been with, totally, because she was, I thought she was just incredibly gorgeous. Anyway, so I'm going to play this really annoying yet catchy song. Let's see if you guys know it or like it or hate it.
What to do, we turn our back and whip on her and just kick them off.
actually, I wouldn't be surprised if there were, like, satanic verses in that song, you know. Like you said, watch my daddy's movies. That's hilarious. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, Will Smith is into Scientology, and him and what's his name, John Travolta and Tom Cruise and all those people. Scientology, talk about scary religion. I think Scientology is a very scary religion. I mean, do you know what they believe? just basically, obviously, I don't know the exact science of it, but I know the basics of what they believe, but they do believe that everybody has these things called Tetons, or I can't remember what they're called, something like that, not Tetons, but something like that, and you're trying to remove them or whatever from your body, and they're like these evil implants by aliens who came to the Earth, and they implanted human beings in volcanoes, and we all came out of volcanoes on the planet Earth. I mean, it's crazy, crazy shit they believe in, and this is a religion. And, I mean, it probably has some good things about it because a lot of people who are Scientologists accomplish a lot. So, obviously, there's something to it, but there's some really crazy shit. I would never in a million years want to be part of that, but whatever. But, you know, I think that about most religions anyway. So, Magnum P.I. Do you know that's somebody else I had a crush on, actually? I had a crush on him, too, with his mustache and stuff when I was, like, really, really little. But anyway, now he's an asshole. But anyway, he was pretty cool then. He was all right anyway. I know, he's so old now. Tom Selleck is, like, ancient now. I wonder who do you guys think is good-looking now who is older? Like, who do you think is good-looking, male or female? Who do you think is good-looking that's older? Like, I'd say over 50, okay? Who do you think is good-looking that's over 50 now, that's, like, in Hollywood or music or whatever? Like, Tom Selleck is okay-looking now. He's still ancient, though. I mean, I guess he's not ancient. How old is he anyway? I'm curious. Is he, like, 60 or 65 or something? Or is he not even that old? I don't know. But Tom Selleck's all right. Who's older that I think is good-looking, though? Meg Ryan is beautiful, but she's kind of gotten weird. What happened to Meg Ryan, anyway? You know, what happened to her? She was, like, completely the big shit, right? And now she's completely gone. Cher, of course she looks good. She's pulled and tucked in every possible direction. Of course she looks good. But she does look good. I got to give her that. I love Cher, though. She's, talk about a survivor and somebody who actually stands up for herself and is not a follower. That is Cher. I love Cher. I love anybody who marches to their own drum and their own beat and doesn't give a shit what other people think. I love that. I love that about people like that. So Ashley Judd is gorgeous. She's not over 50 though, but she's beautiful. She's really hot, really gorgeous. I think too. She looks nothing like her sister. Oh, well, actually her sister's her half sister. Winona is her half sister. But anyway. Madonna looks all right, but she has really freaky arms now. Who else looks good? I'm trying to think who else looks good these days. I can't think of anybody. But anyway, that's some people. Well, I'm going to play some more music since we're not getting any calls tonight. It's the first night I've had any calls, but let's see what else I can play here. Something a little lower key. Let's see something here. So, let's see. I'll play this one here. It's a little low key, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. Well, I see in the chat room we're talking about penises and penis pumps and all that great thing. PD of LA, I thought penis pumps actually like pumped up your penis. I thought they didn't actually suck on it. But anyway, I remember actually when I was I think I was about 11 years old. My friend and I, we were like real good friends. Took my water pick thing. It's a water pick. Do you remember water picks? You remember those? You used to use them to clean between your teeth or whatever. And we used to. Maybe I do not have any comments after all. The subject is different than I thought. Well, Mark Brickley, what do you want to say? If you want to call in, feel free. 323-843-6160. I have it on good authority that you don't like gay people. So why don't you call in and talk to me about that? Anyway. I could be wrong, but if I'm wrong, call me and tell me. It's 323-843-6160. Anyway, so I was 11 years old, and we had a water pick. And so we took the head of the water pick off because what it did was blew water through your teeth or whatever. And I put the head of the water pick with the water pick thing off of it. So it just blowing air out of this thing on my penis, and it blew it up and, like, pumped it up. I remember doing that. Anyway. We did that together, so maybe that's why I have such a big penis. But anyway, I'm also half black, so that half of me is black, I guess. Anyway, other than that, if you want to call in, like I said, 323-843-6160. And yeah, Ellie Monet, you know what? We've been talking about pussy. The first three shows I had for the After Dark shows I've been having. So, you know, some talk about cock is good for me, so some penis would be good. But we can talk about both if you have anything you want to say about that. In the meantime, I'll keep playing music, but I really have nothing else to say tonight. I usually have a topic, and I want to let you guys know also that I have a serious show and I have this show. And the serious show, I do really more journalistic kind of topics, you know, like I did one on gay marriage, I did one on religion. I'm doing one on racism on the January the 7th. And so if you want to hear more highbrow conversation and more interesting stuff, you can always listen to those shows. And there's some in the archives on offlimits.com. It's actually offlimitsshow.com, www.offlimitsshow.com. And otherwise, you can come here and hang out with me because I'm a night owl. I stay up every night until about 6 a.m. So, the number, once again, is 323-843-6160. In the interim, I'll play another song. Call, you're on the air.
Hi.
Oh,
okay.
Who's
I
this?
Was talking. You said you heard. You said, I was. This is Mark Brickley.
Brickley. Hey, how's it going? So, am I? What I heard, was that true
good.
Or is that not true? I'm sorry.
Well, it's some of both. Let me turn this down so I won't get confused. Okay. No, I was actually married for many years to a gay person, so I guess that would qualify as loving a gay person, right?
Well, it depends on how you feel now. That's what I'm asking.
Well,
how do you feel now?
I have my children with her, so what the heck.
Uh-huh.
No, we separated. I've got a newer girlfriend now.
Okay.
And also, my sister was gay, and I loved her.
Great.
No, I have some problems with gay people, but it's nothing personal.
So tell me, why don't you tell me what your problems with gay people are?
Oh, for one, they don't reproduce particularly well. They don't hold up their end of the social contract. If there is to be a new world and a new generation, their reproduction rate is just below minimum standards.
Okay, so you think that people have to reproduce in order to be good citizens? What is that about?
No. No, I just said it's nothing personal again. I think people have to reproduce so there's a next generation, there's a continuation of our society.
What does that have to do with...
It has nothing to do with the moral judgment on them.
Well, what does that have to do with... Well, first of all, that's fine. I mean, you can agree or believe that. That's fine. If you think that people need to reproduce in order to continue society, that's fine. But, you know, that has nothing to do with just gay people. There are many people who don't reproduce. Many.
Heterosexual or non-homosexual people far outbreed the gay people. Gay people have a real problem there.
Have a real problem with what?
With reproducing our society. In
well,
other words,
first
of all,
let me say, that's not true. Because let me say this. First of all, gay people do not have a problem reproducing. I'm a gay man, and I can reproduce just fine. I'm not sterile. If I want to have a child, I can have a child.
How many children do you have?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Okay, but how many children do you have?
Well,
how many
children
do you have?
I have no children.
You
what? But I will have children.
You have none?
I have no children,
well,
but I will have children. But we're, my partner and my husband, actually, we're legally married in the state of Connecticut where it's not bigoted. We actually got married in Connecticut, and we got married last year. And we plan to have children. So we're going to have that through a surrogate. So, like, you know, our seed, our semen, whatever, into an egg, and it's going to be implanted into a surrogate who's going to carry the baby. And then we're going to have children. But I don't understand what your point is about having children. Why do you care if someone has a kid or not? You think that if there were so many gay people in the world that we would never have children and the world would just end? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, not necessarily the world will end, but civilizations that, like, Germany, France, a lot of the European countries, and probably this country too. I haven't checked the statistics here lately. But a lot of the world's great civilizations got to a point where they're not reproducing enough to reproduce and continue their own culture. Okay.
So what about China? What about the Chinese? They only have one child.
Yeah, well, so far that seems to be working for them. But you feel then
that people should be dictated whether they should have children or not. I mean, what if someone doesn't want to have a kid? That's their responsibility to have a child? It sounds to me like it's people's responsibility to have children in order to further civilization or something. That's what I hear you say. Is that what you're saying to me or not?
Yeah, that's 90% of it. There's another clause added to that, though. I encourage really intelligent people, capable people of reproducing, because a lot of the skills or characteristics that we have are directly inheritable from our parents. So if somebody's particularly gifted or talented, that's a further reason why they should reproduce, because we want people in the future to have...
There are many people who, like Stephen Hawking, are people that are very bright, brilliant people mentally, and not just him. I mean, there's a ton of people who are extremely bright and brilliant who choose not to have children, and yet we still seem to be moving on.
Yeah, I've worked on him, too.
Well, we still seem to be moving
college,
on. Even though these people have chosen not to have children, we still seem to have a civilization, right? We're still here, right?
Well, it's in decline, though. And especially the brighter people have more reasons not to reproduce. And so, that's one of the things that I advocate. And like I was going to tell you, when I was in college, I went from scientist to scientist and told them to reproduce. And shockingly, within 8 years, 35 of them had actually done what I had told them. And later on, I'd be walking down the hall, they'd come and shake my hand and tell them I changed their life. And I'm kind of surprised that anybody would listen to me, but that's my attitude. Or that's the way I think that mankind will improve, is that capable people, intelligent people should reproduce.
Well, you know,
I'm sorry to tell you, not just capable,
intelligent people are reproducing every day. I think actually it's the opposite. I think the more intelligent you are, typically speaking, I'm not saying this is statistically true. I'm just saying from my experience and what I've observed in the world, you know, people have been, the more intelligent people are, the more capable they are, the less likely they seem to be to reproduce. And it seems like the more stupid people you know, they want to reproduce. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I embarked on my crusade, and it's not just people that I was in college with, but just anywhere, when I meet brilliant people, the first thing I think of is we need more people like that around. And so I advocate that. And really, that's one of the biggest factors right there. The unintelligent people, I'm not going to go out of my way to try to convince them to reproduce. You know, that's up to them. You know, I don't believe in forcing anything on anyone, okay? But I do believe that I'm a participant in life, and I want to improve the world, and I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay, but what does that have to do with gay people? Because as I said earlier,
gay people
can still reproduce equally as well as a person who's not gay. Just because they don't have it easily doesn't mean they can't achieve it.
Well, no, I'm just looking at the raw numbers, the statistics. Gay couples, you know, how much they reproduce. I think actually the best system to use, now I'm going to put myself out on a limb here, I think a polygamous relationship is the best way to go, where a man can have multiple wives. The ones that I've observed are probably the most fertile of any group I've seen so far. They end up with 20, 25 children in some cases.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that that's actually better than what we're working for now, you know, which we've always been taught it's one man, one woman, you know, standard marriage. And in a lot of cases, it's devastating. It doesn't work that well. And a lot of children are left in a lurch. I think in a polygamous situation, you're never going to have that devastating breakup to where if your spouse leaves you, then you got to start over again. At least you have the nucleus.
You believe in polygamy and think that is an appropriate way to couple up in society. That's something you believe in. You believe polygamy is the better way instead of monogamy or whatever.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't think that standard marriage is that good, and gay marriage definitely is not that useful. And
gay marriage absolutely contributes just as much as heterosexual marriage to society, especially if they have children, especially if they want to protect that child and they want to have a family unit, which is why gay people want to get married. Gay people want to get married for the same reason you want to get married and other people want to get married. And it's really funny to me and ironic, actually, that you would have a problem with gay marriage and not polygamy or marriages of three or more people. That's very funny to me. Because obviously,
well, that's
you're,
kind of why
you're
I wanted
amazing.
To talk. I wanted to speak about interesting topics.
What, I'm sorry? What do you mean?
I said that's the reason I called in and why I'm sharing my opinion here. Because for a long time, you know, American culture had only one type of marriage. And for a while, in certain circumstances, it seemed to work fairly well. But I'd say since the 70s, marriage in general has become more hazardous. Almost all of my friends have suffered some divorce or all kinds of complications. And I think in a polygamous relationship, if you have more people involved that are going to keep you more honest, you can't pull tricks or be unfair because the other people are there to witness it. So I think it's a much more stable situation.
Uh-huh.
So,
I think inherently, having more than two people in a relationship is not stable. And the reason I say that is less stable because if you have three people in a relationship, you have three people involved, that's going to be less stable than two. Because if you have two people who are having to take care of each other and watch after each other, blah, blah, blah. I mean, my point is the more people you have involved, the more likely there are things to go wrong. So, you know, I'd like to know why you feel that three people is better.
Well, okay, let me lay that out. Because if you only have one partner, and that one partner, for any number of reasons, goes bad, gets into drugs, changes their mind about the relationship, they're gone, and then the marriage is dissolved. But if you have four wives, then if one of them gets crazy like that, well, she can leave, and the others go on. And like I said, the marriage has continuity. So,
but that's the whole point that I'm trying to make here, is that if you have four wives or you have four people in a relationship or whatever, that's not a marriage because you're not – the whole point of marriage – I mean, it's fine. First of all, let me say this. If people want to have three wives, four wives, I don't give a shit. I don't care. If people want to have a million wives, I don't care.
million husbands. I don't care. And my whole point of view is people can do whatever they want as long as it doesn't infringe upon my personal rights and freedoms and liberties, okay? So that's fine if you want to do that. But what we're arguing here is if it's better or not. And I'm saying that, you know, marriage and what marriage is and what makes a marriage is the coming between two people. If you have more than two people, then that's not truly a marriage. It's a community of people. It's not a marriage. You can't be faithful to one person if you have four people in a relationship.
Okay, right? If you look historically, the Muslims practice polygamous marriage, and the Jews did up until a certain time after Christ. Then they, I think it was around 300, they changed the rules on that. And so it's been practiced since ancient times. And if you look in the animal kingdom...
So it's homosexuality. Homosexuality has been around since the beginning of the time, too. I don't see you saying that that's a great idea.
Well, it does, because it doesn't reproduce well. Remember, going back to the Bible.
I just think it's pretty funny
to
me.
The ability
that
to create
you feel
life.
That being, you feel that reproduction, you know, it's just funny because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he was a pastor who was actually feels the same way you do about reproduction being the primary purpose of marriage or the primary purpose of civilization. And
the primary purpose of sex. What do you think there would be sex was created if it
sex
wasn't
sex was not
for,
created.
I mean,
sex. First of all, I don't believe sex was created. I believe sex is. I don't believe God created sex. I don't believe in God that way. A God that created.
I didn't say anything about that. I said, what
well,
do you think?
Well, you said it was created. You said it was created. It wasn't created. It evolved. But whatever
it was
you
created by evolution.
Right.
In other
I
words,
agree.
Any animal or plant that can reproduce sexually has a tremendous
advantage. The purpose
advantage.
Of sex has absolutely been to reproduce. Obviously, I know that. I'm not saying that that's not the case.
Okay.
But we're talking about marriage, not sex.
Right.
We're talking about marriage, not sex. Marriage is not sex,
right.
And sex is not marriage. So just because the purpose of sex between a man and a woman is to reproduce, it has nothing to do with marriage itself. It's an institution. It's completely separate from sex. Sex is part of a marriage, but it's
not
the same thing.
It's interrelated.
No,
it's
not.
I can explain how.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. What it is, if you want your whatever you've created through sex to survive, you have to have some sort of a unit to help take care of the child. And you can have a traditional marriage.
But sex doesn't always end up with a child. Sex doesn't always result in a child, does it? Does sex always result in a child?
Let's just say not having sex between a man and a woman is not going to result in a child.
Having sex,
sex
doesn't always result in a
child. It does more often than not having sex, okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
That's a falsity. Who cares? That's not the point. The point is you're making here is you're saying that sex, the whole purpose of sex is to have a child. And every time you have sex, you do not end up having a baby. And it could be for millions of reasons. Sometimes the woman doesn't respond to the man's sperm, or sometimes it's because she's barren, or sometimes he's sterile, or whatever the reason is. It doesn't always end up having a baby. Sometimes it just takes a lot of time, a lot of practice, a lot of doing it before you have a kid. So the purpose of sex, that's what I'm trying to say to you here, is that the purpose of sex is not only to have a child. People don't have sex. Every time they have sex, they want to have a child. People have sex because it's fun, it feels good, it releases stress, a million other reasons. People masturbate all the time for the same reason they have sex with someone else, okay? They want to get off and whatever else, and sometimes it's for lovemaking. I mean, there's a variety of reasons to have sex, and having a child is only one of them. So to say the whole purpose of sex is to have a child is not true. It's not true. Because not everybody who has sex has it in a purpose.
Your argument is not true because you've altered the argument slightly. What it was, originally on this planet, there was no sex. It was just division of cells. Like an amoeba divides, becomes two amoebas. That's non-sexual reproduction. Mm-hmm. But as soon as some organisms evolve sex, it is so much better for mixing the genes than just simple division that sex is created and was created and exists today in almost every type of animal and plant because it is a better way to mix the genetics, which leads to
I'm not arguing that sex was not created for having children. I'm not saying, as you said, created. I'm not saying sex was not, you know, did not evolve into sex because for the purpose of reproduction. I never said that. My point was is that that's not the only purpose for people. That's not the only reason to have sex. There are many other reasons to have sex, is what I'm trying to say to you. And you keep saying to me that the whole purpose of sex is to have a child. That's not true. Is that true or not?
Well,
is the whole purpose of sex to have a child?
No,
to answer that question first, I'll let you speak. Is the whole purpose of sex to have a child? Every time someone has sex.
Yeah, I'll have to stand by that, because if there was no advantage to having sex, then it was never evolved. It evolved because it was a clever way of causing reproduction.
Are people have sex, having sex every time they have sex to have a child?
It's not on an individual level. It's for the species. Species.
It is on an individual level because we're talking about individuals. I mean, we're talking about people here. It is on an individual level. People don't. Everyone is not the same. You can't group every human being in one group because we're all completely different. You can't say all the entire species. It's like saying everybody on the entire planet of the Earth has brown hair or something, or is Christian or whatever. And that's just not true. Everybody has sex for different reasons. And it's not always to reproduce, whether you're straight or not.
Okay. No, I'm looking at it from the scientific aspect that it's not a competition of individuals on this earth. It's a competition among the species. Darwin wrote a book, Origin of the Species, and it's individuals can die. An individual doesn't matter. It's the species that counts.
Doesn't matter to who.
The moving of DNA from one generation to another.
The individual,
who says
that the individual doesn't matter? That's what you say. That's your idea.
No,
that's your brain saying that.
From an evolutionary point of view.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to most people today why we evolved the way we did. They don't go around saying, okay, I'm having sex because I need to further the species. They don't do that. No one does that. I mean, most normal people don't do that anyway. So and having homosexual relatives, by the way, you were saying, you know, you had a homosexual relative, and that happens all the time in social animal groups, you know, happens all the time where homosexuals will protect their offspring and that kind of thing. You were saying that in order to have...
Yeah, but they don't survive very well. I'm telling you, if there's a genetic advantage to being homosexual...
You're saying there's a genetic advantage of being homosexual?
No, I said if there was, you would see more of it. In other words, evolution works on a basis that only traits that are favorable are passed
but
on.
But people animals who are homosexual are not homosexual. That's my point to you. Is your whole argument is about perpetuating the species. I mean, I don't care, and most people, as my point, don't care about perpetuating the species. I want to have children, and I want to do it the way I told you about earlier, and that's what we're going to do. And I'm doing that because we want to have children and show them love and affection and mold them as people, as adults, as they grow up. Not because we want to perpetuate the species, because we want to pass on our seed or whatever. That's not the reason we're doing it, okay? We're doing it because we want to show love and we want to mold people. So most people who have sex and who do have sex in order to reproduce do so for that purpose, not because they're trying to help the species as a whole, the planet. Nobody thinks that way. Are you like an alien or something and you're worried about us, you know, reproducing too much? I mean, what's the deal?
No, I'm a scientist and I see things from a scientific point of view.
Okay.
And the thing is, if you can't relate to how this world came about and how species arrive and species
I cannot relate to it, and
disappear.
I do understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
So
I just disagree
things,
with what you're saying.
Things,
as you disagree with
I'm
me.
I'm not going to look at it emotionally. I'm looking at it from a survival point of view, that a species that has sex, heterosexual sex, is going to outperform any species that is asexual or homosexual.
Well, of course.
Okay?
That is absolutely true. I mean, I learned that in science long, long time ago. Of course that's true.
Okay,
in terms
that's
of outperforming
all I was trying to say.
Reproduction.
And that's why
I've
got a problem with homosexuals. Homosexuals tend to not look
to
at
because,
it from,
you seem
from,
to
a,
because
from a higher
on,
level.
On the CFGA show with Lee and Sarge, you said you hated homosexuals. So, you know,
no,
I don't
hate them.
I hate homosexuals.
That's not proper. They're decent. That was a... What an emotional statement.
So instead of speaking about these things,
it's not a true picture.
Instead of speaking about these things from a scientific standpoint, which is fine if you, I mean, we agree that an asexual, first of all, homosexuality has existed from the beginning of time, whatever, and we have reproduced, we've evolved just fine.
However long
it's existed, we've evolved just fine.
Wait a minute, homosexuals are not a species, so they have not evolved just fine.
I'm not saying we're a species. I may have used that word. You know what I mean. Homosexuality has existed for all time, whatever. And we as a species, meaning we, not homosexuals, we as human beings have been fine. We are still here. We're not going to go anywhere because there's 10% or 15% or whatever the population that's gay. It's not. So why do you give a shit?
Way too high. Way too high.
Whatever the percentage is.
Yeah.
I don't care about all these facts and figures. None of this matters to me. It doesn't matter. I want to talk to you about this based on the fact that what you're saying doesn't matter in the big grand scheme of things. If you say that homosexuals, you know, or heterosexuals outperform homosexuals in terms of reproduction, duh. I mean, that's obvious.
Absolutely, they do. That's obvious. Yeah.
Obviously,
okay,
yes.
But I don't see
what the point it make what your point you're making with that is though. Who cares? My point is, who cares? What difference does that make?
Well, it makes a difference to me. I don't want humankind or species to devolve or to diminish. I promote heterosexuality, and I don't promote people not reproduce unless there's an intelligence factor.
What do you mean by promote?
You
need to be specific about what you mean by promote. What do you mean by promote?
Well, I wouldn't, like I told you, when I was in college, I talk to people who are heterosexual, and if they're extremely intelligent, I go out of my way to entice them or encourage them to reproduce.
So you're talking about promoting your heterosexuality over homosexuality because you feel that it's better for the species as a whole. Is that what you're saying? Right? That's what you've been saying this whole time, right?
Well, okay, what I've been saying, yeah, I think that heterosexuality is a better lifestyle because it's going to ensure next generation, but not just anybody. Like I said, I would prefer intelligent heterosexual people, and so
that's a judgment call. That is a judgment call that you're not qualified to make. I mean, obviously you have your opinion of who's intelligent.
Just as
I have my opinion of who is intelligent, who is not, you do as well. But it's not up to you to say this person can reproduce, this person cannot, or should not. Because it's a human right to do so. Okay,
no,
so I have a one. So if you have a 146 IQ, is that okay? Or do you have to have a 186 IQ? Or do you have to have a 210 IQ? You know what I mean? Who says what's
better? Well, I have a 144 IQ.
The whole thing is, though, I'm trying to say to you, is that I don't care. Mm. I mean, personally, I mean, you're talking to me about this. So in terms of homosexuality, how it relates to homosexuality, you can discuss that with me and how it relates to that. That's fine. That's what you've been doing. You're saying, you know, you feel that heterosexuality is a better way in terms of the species. That's fine. If you believe that, that's fine. Great. You're entitled to believe that, and that's fine. But what difference does that make to me as a gay person? Why do I care?
Well, then we might come into conflict because in the schools, for example, I don't want the homosexual lifestyle.
What is the homosexual lifestyle? What is the homosexual lifestyle?
Well, that they have equal rights to everything that heterosexuals have, things like that.
Why should they?
I think that's not... Well, because they don't carry the burden of reproducing. If everybody just...
I just told you myself that I and my partner are carrying the burden, as you call it, of reproducing. So then why should we not have equal rights?
Well, you're not going to reproduce very well.
Why are we going to reproduce very well? Because we're going to have sex with a woman. So, I mean, not obviously the way you have sex with a woman, but we're going to reproduce the same way.
How many children do you think you're going to get out of this? And by the way, I argue
this with the mayor. Probably three. Say again?
Well, we're getting close. Actually, you need four to break even. And if you bring another person into it, I'd have to redo the math on that.
I don't. But the whole point is, I don't have to live up to someone else's standard of what I should and shouldn't be doing in order to have equal rights. You just told me that we had to bear our brunt of reproduction or whatever because we're gay. We don't do that. But even if we have children, we obviously do. And now you're saying, oh, well, you have to have at least 4 children, or however many you want us to have. You know, that's my point. Is all of this your judgment call? This is all of your judgment call. Mark, is it Mark?
You just can't have one child and think that that's your, because that doesn't even replace yourselves. And then there's accidents, drug addiction, disease. So you got to count on
You're a believer in the Kate Gosselin way of reproducing then. Is that what you want to do? You want everybody to have 8 children?
My ancestors, had between 10, 12, 14 kids per generation.
I wish they'd used protection.
Well, I don't think they had protection back then.
Well, they could have pulled out or something. Because, I mean, 12 kids, seriously.
That's very effective.
12 kids, please. They could have squeezed it off.
Are you against large populations? I mean, how do you feel about the world? Do you think we have too many people or something?
Yeah, I think that you can have as many kids as you want.
Oh, really?
You think
the world is overpopulated?
You can have 12. No, I said you can have as many kids as you want. I don't care. I'm just saying if they had stopped, then they probably would have not have had to had children who think the way you do. That's what I was trying to say. Because if you feel the way you do, you're trying to control the world. You're trying to control everybody's life.
No, I'm not.
You're saying, let me finish, and then you can speak.
When I started talking to you, I didn't say I was trying to control anybody. That's not a fair thing to say, Mark.
You're not saying that you're trying to control anybody. But the fact is you are. You're trying to control who has children, who doesn't. You're trying to control how many children they have. You're dictating who is supposed to be able to have children, who isn't, who is bearing the brunt of reproduction, as you call it. You are dictating all these things behind sitting in your, proverbial armchair and looking at the world, and you're dictating what should be and what shouldn't. Well, I can dictate to you the same thing. I say to you that, you should stay out of everybody else's life. You should worry about your own life, how many children you have, because the species is going to be fine ultimately. Because the world is not going anywhere because we're not reproducing enough. We're always going to reproduce because there is
sex. Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No,
we are
coming down at a radical rate because the people who are least, have the least to offer the world are reproducing the most, and the people who have the most to offer are not reproducing. So I think I need to take an active part. I mean, the gays have a long history of being proactive in their beliefs, and also the part you said about dictating, I consider that an extreme exaggeration. The idea that I should be able to comment.
You don't want your schools preaching the homosexual, quote, homosexual lifestyle, as you call it, which is ridiculous. There's no homosexual lifestyle because there are just as many homosexuals as there are the kind of people who do different kinds of things. But you don't want homosexuality to be preached or whatever in the schools, whatever you said earlier. And that's fine if you believe
that's right.
But yet you want Yet, I can't say to you that your views on the world are just as equally ridiculous, and I don't want your views on, infringing upon my children.
Right. And see, I never had to put up with that before the gays got militant and came out of the closet. In previous generations, we didn't have to deal with that. And so you're admitting that your goal is to become equal in the schools and the history books and the movies, get equal treatment across the board. And I think that that's not a good idea because, again, it's going to weaken our society overall. It's not a healthy thing to do. And I think that the heterosexual lifestyle is a much more viable and credible way to live. Now, we're sitting here exchanging ideas, but I'm far from dictating anything. I don't have any power. I don't have any control. I'm exercising free speech. And the fact that my ideas don't agree with yours doesn't surprise me, but I don't think that we necessarily have to attack the person but I do like to debate the ideas, and you so much as admitted that the gays are at a disadvantage when it comes to reproduction. So eventually, in a competitive world, I don't see that that's going to leave them very viable. So I don't want to make a society that's increasingly homosexual, because it'll make us that much weaker of a nation.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.